Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. Hopefully my voice will hold it together here. I had a thought about why people invest recently, and it's many people buy for returns. That's what they're interested in. And of course, you think that's kind of obvious. But I would encourage people to think about, you know, when you're buying a process or a concept, I think that can be a better way to go. And that's the primary reason why I index. Years ago at my prior firm with my partner that I used to work with, we talked about when we were selling to groups at larger or even smaller mid-sized employers, that if we got into a battle over just pure returns, we weren't going to win that. Not that we had a bad product, but it just wasn't our form of distinction. And we felt that was a crummy way to position ourselves anyway. The returns are too variable from one year to the next, one quarter to the next. But in the financial services industry, returns, you know, it's one of those things that's just right on the cover of many of these products, right? I mean, virtually all funds and many in most investments, that's what they do. They would advertise their returns. And when you look at the product as a consumer, how strongly are these returns promoted? Are they the attention grabbers? And many times they are. Are the other aspects of the investment barely referred to, kind of buried somewhere? Now, you want to have expectations on your investments that match, you know, somewhat closely the reality of what's going to happen. And returns are going to be critical. Now, if you're buying because of returns, this becomes what matters to you. And this is where it can get hard. If a fund's not performing well, but you bought it for returns, well, whoever sold it to you is likely going to have an explanation why that's the case. Something unexpected happened, external factors that they couldn't predict, things that were beyond their control. And there's going to be a story there. And so when you find yourself in that spot because you bought the product because of the returns, you begin to wonder, do you need more patience? Do you need to give it more time? Maybe they're right. Maybe I do need to stick it out. So if you buy on returns, buy an investment for returns, you can find yourself in this uncertain place, and it can become hard to know when to sell or sometimes even to buy more or just ditch the investment. That is one of the strong benefits of taking an approach where you just want to own the market, which is what indexing it is. Indexing is, you're not buying the return, even though that clearly is something that you expect over the long run. And that's a huge and important benefit for me and how I think of my investments and my portfolio. It's really reduced my decision-making. It's gotten really easy for me. I know that I'm not buying returns. I'm just buying the market, and I'm going to get whatever it delivers.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.